You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN, KGYM.
Opening day. It is opening day in Major League Baseball, and got games underway already. Great to have that going on. Great to have you in on the Gym Class for a Thursday here on Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 1600 ESPN. Scott Unash with you, Mark Dukes across the table. Andrew on the other side of the glass. I have not seen you for several weeks. Good to see you.
It's barely been a week. Oh, wait, no, that's right. You were at the tournament.
That's right. I was in Des Moines. So
yeah, I forgot about that.
I haven't seen you in a while. How you been?
I've been good.
Taking care of yourself? Everything's good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good to see you.
Yeah, you too. Just busy working, that's all.
That's what we all are.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scott.
How you been?
I've been good. Good. Watching some baseball already, and if you had Austin Wells in your pool of the Yankees to hit the first home run of the year, you're a winner.
First catcher to lead off for the New York Yankees in their history. And, yeah, he hit a home run. First ever catcher. I believe they had the graphic up there on ESPN earlier today. First catcher to ever lead off the season with the home run. In a leadoff. Something to that effect. But, yeah, Austin Wells, I don't know if he's a fast. Why? Listen, baseball from when you and I were playing and even coaching some has changed. You used to have your fast guy leading off.
Yeah. Say maybe a Ricky Henderson,
Ricky Henderson wouldn't be leading off right now, which tells you how things have changed as far as baseball is concerned. But the Yankees have their catcher leading off, and he hit one of those right field Yankee Stadium specials. They've had two of them today, and the Yankees with a 2-1 lead right now over the Milwaukee Brewers. That is going on right now. Baltimore with a 2-0 lead early on Toronto, and for some reason, and I asked you this, Mark, here is all you need to know about the marketing of Major League Baseball. Why have 9 games start within 15 minutes of one another on opening day? 9 games between 3:05 and 3:20 will be starting up, or scheduled to start anyway. The Twins and the Cardinals are going to be in a rain delay to start things off. But to me, that is the dumbest thing I have ever run across. It used to be that, you know, Cincinnati would have the pleasure of starting every year, the honor of starting Major League Baseball at about 11 o'clock in the morning, and then you'd stagger them about every hour. Another game or two would get underway. Nope, this year we're going to put 9 of them between 3:05 and 3:20 and then have the Dodgers play tonight against the Sweet 16, which we will talk about coming up in a little bit. Kevin Lehman, the coach, is going to join us, and we will talk with him coming up in a little bit. Lots to talk about with Kevin.
There is a ton to talk about. I'll have some of the news on the scoreboard, the Amos Hideaway scoreboard, coming up here before long. But, baseball, I'm excited. Told Spencer, let's not get too high, too low about your teams. It's only one game. Well, in the case of the Cubs and Dodgers, it's game 3.
Correct.
But, but it's fun to see teams back out on the field.
It is. It is. Hope springs eternal, right? I guess even for White Sox fans. Remember this day last year, Garrett Crochet, nobody knew who that was. And he came out and he lost, but threw a really good game and got his name out there. And now he's no longer a member of the White Sox. 319-366-1600. That is the text line for you. Again, 319-366-1600. That's the phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone, give us a call during the program here on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. And we will be talking with the coach, Kevin Lehman, with our Off the Glass segments coming up in just a little bit. Get you a Bowling Night in America wrap-up as well. Basketball back in the forefront. Not only Major League Baseball opening day going on today, Mark, but the Sweet 16 getting underway tonight. We will have the first of the doubleheader for you this evening. That would be the two games, BYU and Alabama in the East, and then Maryland and Florida in the West. So we'll ping pong between those two games with Westwood 1. And then at 8:35, of course, we are Eastern Iowa's home of the Chicago Cubs this year, starting this year. And since it is opening day, obligated to bring you the opening day ball game. And 8:35 tonight, the Cubs will be in the Valley of the Sun to take on the Arizona Diamondbacks. So we will have that opening game for you. We will have the Sweet 16 tomorrow night and throughout the weekend with the Elite Eight as well. We'll resume Cubs games coming up next week. But we will bring you again about approximately 132 to 135 Cub games this year. We've already had two, and we will have the traditional opener coming up tonight.
Yeah, the Sweet 16 is going to be very interesting. Going to bounce back and forth probably between baseball and these games. But BYU Alabama fascinates me. I'm going to be interested to see whether Arkansas can keep it going against Texas Tech, Calipari. Not a lot of people, including one person in this room, thought Arkansas should be in.
That was me.
I didn't either. But it's an interesting collection of games.
Alabama, I did not have them going to the Final Four. I have Duke, and Duke is my winner. Alabama's lack of defense scares me. They can score with anybody. BYU, if their bigs stay out of foul trouble, if Keita and others stay out of foul trouble, I think BYU has got a real good chance to beat Alabama tonight.
I picked BYU to beat Alabama in my bracket. Not that I'm a genius by any means, but I just love the way that BYU spreads the floor and gets quality shots by and large. And, you know, it's a fun team to watch. Alabama's dangerous, as many SEC teams are, but I had BYU. My only casualty in the so far is St. John's, and I think
so am I.
That's true. With the, I didn't have St. John's winning any more than this next round, but still.
So you didn't have them going to the national championship game?
I didn't, like you.
Yes.
No. I had Florida beating them.
Burke and Kikuchi, by the way, underway on the south side of Chicago. If you had that on your bingo card, you have to be. As
people
we talk,
are yearning for that information.
As
Scott,
we talked about with Spencer in the sports office before we came into the studio, you have to be a really hardcore baseball fan to take in the Angel White Sox game.
Spencer ran through the Miami Marlins lineup.
Ooh.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. Hey, Angels with a leadoff double. Off of Burke.
It's begun.
It has begun. And so it begins as the Sox and the Angels are underway. 319-366-1600. Rod has not cared about baseball since the Cubs went to the Marquee Network. Baseball, listen, it's not only baseball, but you've got basically everything but football, hockey, pro basketball, college basketball. Everything has gone to streaming services. They've gone to cable networks, sometimes their own cable network, that are owned by said team. Yeah, it's. I get your point, but that's the time we lived in.
I had to look up on my cable provider if I was going to get the Twins. And I think a lot of people, you know, a lot there's a lot of different fandoms out there in Eastern Iowa and across Iowa. We're super happy to have the Cubs on radio. But frankly, two-thirds of the Eastern Iowa likes another team, or they could care less about baseball. So some of those other teams, like my Twins, like your White Sox, Spencer's Brewers, what have you, you're looking to see where you can hear and watch your games. And I was happy to see that my provider has picked up the Twins for this year, and I'm happy.
To answer Jeff's question on the text line about what is going to happen to the gym class when the Cubs are on at the same time, thank you for asking that question, Jeff. There will be times where we will be preempted by the Cubs. We are obligated to carry a certain number of Cub games. We will not have every afternoon game on. We will be preempted. Spencer will be preempted at times due to the Chicago Cubs. Other times, we will not be. If it's a Midwest game, odds are pretty good that that game will be on and we will be off. And if it's, say, the Cubs and the Miami Marlins, no. You will hear the gym class or Ann Spencer on sports that particular day. So that's kind of the way we carved it out.
Yeah, for example, next week we will be off next Wednesday and Friday.
Correct. April game. We're having a lot of day games in April just to get everyone acclimated to the fact that you can hear Cub games right here on 1600 ESPN. Mm-hmm. Willie Mays, Hayes, Pedro Serrano. Who are these guys? Says Nebraska Jason. I joked with you that you could do that with the White Sox roster, the 25-man roster.
Oh, man.
Who are these guys? The famous line from Major League, of course, starring the late great Bob Uecker, who is going to be thought of a lot, not only today but throughout the baseball season. ESPN did a nice piece to start the Brewer-Yankee game with Bob Uecker. So that was pretty neat. Cyclone Tim says, our friend Kurt Gustafson, wasn't exactly a speedster on the base paths, but he had pop as a catcher.
Good catcher.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. Tonight's basketball games, and we're going to talk to Kevin Lehman coming up here in just a little bit. Which one do you like the best out there? 319-366-1600. To me, I'm with you. BYU Alabama intrigues me. That's the one that jumps out at me. Not that there's anything wrong with Maryland and Florida, Arizona, Duke. I don't think Duke's going to have an easy time with Arizona, but I really like Duke in that game. And I like Texas Tech to beat Arkansas coming up tonight, but I think your best shot at somewhat of an upset is going to be BYU beating Alabama. This is a Cinderella-less Sweet 16. Arkansas would probably be your Cinderella. 7 of the 16 are from the SEC. It's all power conferences. There is no A-10. There's no Conference USA. There's no Mo Valley moving up into the Sweet 16 like we have seen several times in the past. So I guess Arkansas is your Cinderella going into the Sweet 16 tonight.
Yeah, BYU is a 6th seed going to be playing tonight. Ole Miss, a 6th seed as well, going to face Michigan State tomorrow night. If you're looking for a Cinderella, maybe one of those two teams.
I think BYU could get that victory tonight. I really think they're playing well. I really like the makeup of this team. It's going to be fun. That is going to be a fun matchup coming up this evening, and we'll have that one for you courtesy of Westwood One right here on 1600 ESPN. There is basketball news today. Mark, we'll get to some of it coming up on the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard here in just a little bit. But did want to talk about this a little bit, the fact that a new home, we mentioned for Riley Mulvey yesterday, from the Iowa men's basketball team. Well, another former Hawkeye has a new home. I don't think that this was ever in doubt. As I mentioned, one of the more popular rumors at the Boise State basketball tournament a couple weeks ago was the fact that this gentleman and another pretty good bet they were going to end up in Omaha. And that has now come to fruition. Owen Freeman is going to be a Creighton Blue Jay next year. And you're going to see him take that spot of Ryan Kalkbrenner. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be as good as Kalkbrenner, but that's a pretty good guy if you're Greg McDermott to get to take over that spot for the Blue Jays next year.
Freeman's going to have two seasons in Omaha, apparently, possibly. But, yeah, he's headed to Creighton, and he had a lot of suitors. Apparently, he could have went a variety of different places, but Owen Freeman was never coming back to Iowa. That was a pipe dream on if any Iowa fans harbored that thought. Okay, yeah, he's gone. I mean, much like last year, Tony Perkins, oh yeah, he's gone. He's going to Missouri. Not coming back. So now Iowa tries to put things together without him, maybe without Dix, maybe without others. We'll see how it all pans out.
Yeah, there are rumors to the effect that Josh Dix is going to be following him as well. I mean, Josh is from Council Bluffs. Listen, Ben McCollum's going to try his best to try to re-recruit Josh Dix into staying. Now, there's some family interests in there as well for Josh from that area. Mom with a little bit of a health situation right now, so it makes sense to tie him in there with Creighton if he indeed remains in the transfer portal. And like I said, Ben McCollum's going to try his best to try to get him back in Iowa City. Probably one of the first people he talked to, I would imagine, was Josh Dix, among others.
It's interesting that three of the Hawkeyes that went into the portal, if you like to follow such things, the portal rankings, Freeman, Dix, and Brock Harding were all in the top 12 of one service that I looked at. Bennett Sturts, who is headed to Iowa from Drake, was ranked number one. But I don't know if it speaks to the quality of Freeman and Dix and Harding, if they're that coveted, if they're in the top 12. But as Ben McCollum said in his news conference when he was introduced at Iowa, these rankings don't mean a whole lot. You got to have a fit. And you know, I was telling something a friend of mine yesterday after the show. You look at Tony Freeman and whatever he got at Missouri, and he didn't play hardly in the second half of that tournament game.
Very little.
For whatever. Yeah. I mean, so I guess don't pay too much attention to the rankings, but this is what other people think of these Iowa players and others.
Mountain West was robbed, according to 2170 on the text line, with Colorado State. Was it a travel? Was it not a travel? Well, they didn't call it, so Colorado State stayed home. And
what'd they call it? Not a Euro step, but a what?
It was a gather step.
Gather step, okay.
That's the gather step. 319-366-1600. Sox got out of a first and third one-out situation, by the way.
Thank you. My back is to the TV.
I knew you were waiting with bated breath to hear that. We are going to get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update for you. Kevin Lehman, the coach, is going to be on the in the on-deck circle. Should mention tomorrow, Tom Cakert from Hawkeye Report is going to be joining us. And we will talk about the Ben McCollum hire. Spring football, obviously, underway in Iowa City, among other places. So we will talk about all those subjects with our friend Tom Cakert coming up tomorrow. Looking forward to that. And just in here, Mark, next Tuesday, Bob Herrig will join us.
Excellent.
From Florida, he is going to spend a couple days in Miami at Doral for Live Florida. before they head to Augusta and before he heads to Augusta.
We'll have to ask him about that.
We will have to ask him about that. If there is any more as far as the negotiations between the PIF, LIV, and the PGA Tour. So he's going to get that going. So we'll talk with him about that. Gene and Vinton says Koch and Traore back would be nice. I would imagine they were probably, along with Josh Dix, several of the first people that Ben McCollum talked to once he got the job officially in Iowa City.
Mm-hmm.
I've not heard much about Traore.
No, and not in the portal that I'm aware of.
True. 319-366-1600. We will get to the news 2170 that you are talking about on the text line out of Fort Collins, Colorado here in just a moment as we get it to Mark for an Emels Hideaway scoreboard update at this time. It's brought to you by Emels. First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, open at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday. Classic local American restaurant and online at emelshideaway.com. That's one of the things you're going to be talking about. I don't know if it's the leadoff.
It can be. A couple pieces of coaching news. Not in any particular order. Former Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey was officially introduced today as the head coach at Penn, his alma mater. And former Iowa City West, Kirkwood, and Northern Iowa star Ali Farouk-Manesh landed the head job at Colorado State, where he had been the top assistant for Nico Medved. At the Houston Open on the PGA Tour today, a rainy day, but Cedar Rapidian Zach Johnson opened with a 1-under par 69 with 3 birdies and 2 bogeys. Former Iowa star and NFL standout Austin Blythe has been named the head football coach at Williamsburg High School. Iowa State has picked up a basketball player from the transfer portal. He is 6'8 forward Eric Mulder from Purdue Fort Wayne.
The Mastodons.
The Mastodons. Mulder is an Oskaloosa native who played high school ball at Pella Christian. He averaged 8.5 points a game this season for Fort Wayne. And finally, in the NIL deal we've all been waiting for, Scott, Maryland star freshman Derek Queen has signed a sweet deal with
Dairy Queen. Very good.
Been short-lived, probably. He's going to the NBA, projected the top 10 pick, I think.
Top 5 now.
Yeah.
Maybe taking over for a couple of the Rutgers guys. He can get away with the gather step in the NBA without any problem. great for Ali Farouk-Manesh. That is, I covered his games when he was at Iowa City West. That tells you how long, how old I am. And just a really good kid, great family, coaches. His mother and father both coaches in volleyball, most notably. And when Nico got the job in Minneapolis with the Gophers, I was really hoping that he would get it. And also rumors to the effect that perhaps Eric Henderson's coming home, who got ties to the state of Iowa, of course, South Dakota State coach, and he is in at least talks among the coaches, possibly at Drake.
One of the top candidates.
To take over for Ben McCollum, which leads to 2170's latest question about native Iowans coaching in Division I, which we are going to get to. Because we had a good discussion with Kevin Lehman earlier on today about that very subject. And we will talk about
that. That's interesting.
Yeah. We'll get to that. And the Sweet 16, Ben McCollum, and more with Coach Kevin Lehman with our Off the Glass segment. So stay with us. More to come here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class. Coming your way right here on Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And there's going to be a mix of sun and clouds for the afternoon with temperatures around 60 and a bit of a breeze. Clouds will be sticking around tonight and scattered showers and storms will be developing, especially after 10 p.m. A storm or two could be strong with some gusty winds and hail. Showers and storms will be moving out Friday morning. The sun will come out, the winds will pick up. Temperatures will be rising to near record levels to around 80 Friday afternoon. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
Can you feel it? It's wedding band season. Hey, we are Joseph and Clayton Hoyt, and we're stoked to let you know about our annual wedding band show and sale.
The sale is 2 days only, March 29th and 30th, so put it on the calendar today.
It's the biggest wedding band show in the Cedar Rapids area.
Newly engaged? Perfect timing.
Married for a while? It's a great time to update those rings.
We'll be showcasing our top designers, including Crown Ring, Carlex, and Blue Royale. Save 15% off precious metal rings, 10% off alternative rings. Enter to win a honeymoon and enter to win $500 off your purchase. You will also receive a free alternative metal sports band by Torque with your precious metal purchase. Check out our website or call us to schedule your time.
We'll also have excellent financing options.
Don't miss the biggest wedding band show in the Cedar Rapids area. Only at C.P. Hoyt Jewelers in Cedar Rapids, corner of Collins and First Ave, where Cedar Rapids gets engaged and their wedding bands.
Call to set up your appointment today.
Farming's hard. To feed the world, farmers have to work the land, brave the elements, and fight the battle against weeds. Weeds reduce crop yields, so prices go up and everybody gets less to eat. But 50 years ago, farmers got a new tool to fight weeds, glyphosate. It kills weeds while protecting the harvest. Time and again, it has been approved by the EPA and by leading regulatory bodies around the world. It helps enable practices that reduce erosion and keep soil healthy, which is good for the earth. Farming's hard, but it's a little easier with glyphosate. Learn more at go.bayer.com/glyphosate. Paid for by Bayer.
At Old Town Construction, we're more than just builders. We're a family. Making friends, having fun, and giving back to our communities is our top priority. From first consultation to final nail, our team is dedicated to delivering top quality work with a personal touch. Home renovation, new build, or repair, we're here to ensure the job is done right. With Old Town Construction, you're not just getting a contractor, you're getting a partner who cares about your community. Let's build something great together. Visit OLDETownConstruction.com today.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text LIKE to 424. 24 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Chris Shooter Lehman. The nickname has followed me from my college basketball days. Lifelong Iowa City resident and the youngest of nine, I've been involved in real estate for the past 25 years. I have extensive experience in both residential and income investment property. That gives me a definite edge in guiding you through today's changing market. I will guide you through the process and you can make informed decisions.
Chris Shooter Lehman with Edge Realty Group. Email shooter at edge-realtygroup.com.
And it is time for our Off the Glass segment, heard during the basketball season each Thursday. And it is brought to you proudly by Chris Lehman with Edge Realty Group in Iowa City, handling not only Iowa City, but up and down the corridor, Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, and all points in between. And we are down to the Sweet 16, and Kevin Lehman, the coach, joining us here on a Thursday in Eastern Iowa. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm checking out my bracket right now, and it looks pretty good.
Well, mine looks great. Best I've ever done, except for this little problem of St. John's that I had in the national championship game.
Well, I gave Madonna, my girlfriend, a mulligan on that one. She had Kansas going to the Sweet 16. I said, that's not going to work. So she pistoled in Arkansas.
Got a do-over.
One there.
Got a do-over. The Cinderella Arkansas Razorbacks. They are wearing the glass slipper of the Sweet 16.
So out of the 52 contests, including the four first four games, I've got 42 of the 52.
Very good.
And so does she, because that little Arkansas do-over certainly helped her.
So 42 with an asterisk for her.
Oh, I hope she didn't hear you say that. That's not going too well.
Just kidding. All right. Your thoughts, was Ben McCollum the guy all along? And what are your thoughts about bringing him into Iowa City? You were around him 10 times this year, calling Drake games on ESPN. Your overall thought.
Well, I don't know if he was the first choice. It might have been Darren DeVries, but I don't think it matters right now because I certainly thought he won the press conference. Ben McCollum identified with the fan base, identified with Hawkeyes. I mean, when you mentioned Chris Street, Jeff Settles, and B.J. Armstrong, and you got pictures of yourself with Tom Davis at camp when you're 6 years old, that goes a long way in this state. I thought he did a fantastic job of bringing back the excitement in the Iowa fan base.
Well, here, I will pass the ball from Chris to you with the question he has for you, and that is, what are the two descriptions that you can use and have used the most when analyzing Ben McCollum's games this year?
Oh, I use this one a bunch. They are very comfortable late in the shot clock. Maybe about six times a game. And here's another one that actually Ben McCollum uses, and I use it on air to describe him. They win in the margins. And what that means is all the little things that win games, whether it's screening, blocking out, getting on the floor for 50-50 balls, all those little things that help you win games. And he talks about it all the time. You got to win in the margins, the little things that don't necessarily take talent. I tell you, the mentality, not necessarily the type of athletes he has or the style of play, but the mentality, the mental approach is much like I see from Michigan State and Tom Izzo's teams.
I'll tell you what, a tricky question for you. What does Ben McCollum have that Fran McCaffrey didn't?
Well, that is a good question. I'm trying to think back because I was at Fran's opening press conference too. I think there's a little more identity with the state of Iowa, being that Ben McCollum grew up in Iowa, born in Iowa City, a little more attachment to the fan base. And I think Fran lost some of that attachment. It may have started with, when he canceled the series with Drake, with Northern Iowa. They went to the Big Four Classic. That went away. The primetime league was hugely popular. I mean, I loved coaching that thing that Randy Larson ran for so many years. That went away because of the and there's always a reason why, because there's more time with your players in the summer allowed by the NCAA, so they didn't feel they needed it. But I think that really, the fan base really identified with those things. And even, you know, if you're from the state of Iowa, you got four Division I's. And for you and I and Drake to play those home and homes with Iowa and Iowa State, I think really made this state kind of special. And I think in the long run, that hurt Fran, because now he's playing, you know, really low net teams for his buy games at home, and people just didn't want to come see that anymore. And all the good games became neutral site games. So I think scheduling here is something Ben McCollum, it'd be interesting to see what approach he takes now with scheduling, if he's more aggressive than Fran was.
Well, and that was one of the questions posed to Ben McCollum at the introductory news conference. Are you going to bring back UNI and Drake? And now he didn't say yes. He didn't say no. I thought he answered it very, very much the way he should. If it's going to help us, then great. Yep, we will schedule them. If it's not going to help our basketball team, he didn't say we probably won't, but if you read between the lines, that was the way he answered it.
Yes, and I, from my understanding, when that series stopped, the Big Four Classic stopped, Ben Jacobson said, I'm not going to go to Iowa City and play a bye game. It's got to be, and maybe they can do a 2-for-1 or a 3-for-1 with Drake in Northern Iowa, that type of approach. But unless Ben has changed his thought on it, I tell you what you need to do if you're Drake. VCU did this. When you hired your coach away, you had to allow, you had to bring your new team back and play there. Because I know LSU had to go play at BCU when Will Wade took over, left BCU for that LSU job. So I thought that was a great strategy by the AD at BCU, because they keep losing coaches there, much like Drake has done.
Kevin, the three of us had an interesting lunchtime chat that you initiated, and that was in relation to Iowa's high school coaching tree, both on the men's and women's side, and now the latest, Ali Frukmanesh, elevated at Colorado State. Talk about Ali for a minute, and then that coaching tree.
Well, you know, I had Ali, I drafted him, I remember, like the eighth or ninth round of primetime when he was coming out of Indian Hills and didn't play much after his freshman year, and then he went to Kirkwood. But I remember taking him as a ninth pick because he hadn't done much there, and as soon as he stepped on the floor, the team was better. He just had that leadership quality about him. You know, of course, his mother was a big-time volleyball coach. I think his father also coached a lot of volleyball. So he had that little niche. I think when we followed his career at Nebraska, Colorado State, that we thought this day was coming for him. So congratulations to Ali to be the head coach at Colorado State. That's really huge for him. And you look at that list, guys. You know, look at – for a while I thought Drake's the center of the universe, because look how many coaches have come out of there. McCollum, DeVries, you got a coach at Indiana, coach at Iowa. You've got a coach at Minnesota in Nico Medved that came through Drake. And even on the women's side, if you go back to Lisa Blute or Jan Jessen playing there, Lisa Bronchek, Drake has really produced some excellent coaches. And so has this state of Iowa. I think it's kind of amazing. Even look at the women's side. We talked, and, you know, Pinkton's back in it at Wisconsin. Katie Abramson Henderson at Georgia. I think it goes back to the great high school coaching here in the state of Iowa, both on the men's side, the women, the girls' side, and the boys' side.
Yeah, and, you know, Farouk Manesh, McCollum, DeVries, McDermott, Nurse, Eric Henderson, Forbes,
oh, yeah.
Jans. You mentioned a lot on the women's side as well. We've known this, and it's not a new thing. There have been so many coaches that have come from the state of Iowa, people that are students of the game, both on the men's and the women's side. And I think it's going to continue to go down that path.
Oh, I agree with you, too. And, you know, you look at the great run of players that came out of the state, too, back in the days of Rafe LaFrenz. And I think for a time, Iowa had more NBA players per capita than any state in the 50 states in the union. That was back when Heinrichsen Collinson was playing and Ricky Davis and so forth.
Kevin, coaching, as you know, can be a pressure cooker. I have to imagine that Darren DeVries will be in much more of a pressure cooker than Ben McCollum, no?
Oh, I agree with you on that one. Yeah, no question. The problem with Indiana is they still view themselves as a blue blood, and I'm not sure if they are anymore. Their fan base thinks they are. But, you know, we've talked about that in the past, Mark. Who are the blue bloods and who are not anymore? But certainly their expectations are much higher than what we have here at the University of Iowa Hawkeyes. And more room to grow here at Iowa also. I think the big thing, if you can bring back that fan base and get Carver Hawkeye rocking like it is with the women's teams now, if you can get them back re-engaged, this can become a excellent basketball school.
How patient do Iowa basketball fans need to be with Ben McCollum? I mean, granted, this is the portal era. Look what TJ Otzelberger did in Ames. With that in mind, how patient do people have to be?
Oh, what's sort of amazing about Ben McCollum, if you look at his career, you know, going to Drake, one player returned from DeVries' team, Ferguson. Well, he had another one that was a walk-on that got injured. But, you know, he turns around and wins 31 games. Now, you're at a different level in the Big Ten. I'm wondering, can you go and take teams into Michigan State and win? Can you go into Wisconsin and win, Purdue and win? Those are the teams, I think, that are year in and year out because they have such great culture, that they are the ones that you aspire to be like. And maybe Michigan is elevating that area now, and we're going to see what happens at Maryland. I'm just not sure about these new schools, Oregon, USC, UCLA coming in yet. But, boy, that's a great question. I think you got to have – we got the portal era, so you – I think the it's a shorter time period now because of that. And what I'm understanding, I don't know for sure. You guys might know more than I do, but just from my contacts, that the NIL money – was raised significantly from the time that DeVries had the discussion to when McCollum accepted the job. I think that's Beth Getz did a great job if she got the right people involved and got that number up there where it is very competitive now, or at least somewhat competitive in the middle of the Big Ten.
Kevin, speaking of the portal, it's open now, and it's in the four figures, 1,300, 1,400 players. Frankly, I've thought about this. Not every player is going to get picked up by a school. And aside from the top names out there, like an Owen Freeman who's going to Creighton and Sturt's going to Iowa and others, who's counseling these kids besides their parents?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, you asked me a couple of weeks ago if I thought the portal would be as active this year than last year. Last year had 2,000 in it. And the one thing I didn't take into account was this was the last year of the COVID extra year. So you would think the number would drop a little bit because there are fewer guys with that fifth year of eligibility. But I don't know if it's going to, Mark. I think it's going to stay up there around 2,000, what we saw in 2024. But that's the part we don't hear about is the number of people, not only in basketball, I think there might even be more in the football realm, especially now with the squad limits that are left out there without scholarships, without a place to go to school. No one has really written a story on that. I think it would really be interesting to pursue and see how many are left without an institution and the inability to get a degree.
Kevin Lehman, the coach, joining us, our Off the Glass segment, brought to you by Chris Lehman of Edge Realty Group in Iowa City. Obviously not the way the Iowa State Cyclones wanted to end the year, going out in the second round. I mean, how disappointing is that for T.J. Otzelberger and company? And Iowa State already dipping into the transfer portal. Mulder coming in, the former Pella Christian star from the Mastodons of Purdue-Fort Wayne. There are going to be more that that T.J. is going to be bringing in, but that was not the way that at one time a number two team in the country wanted to end that year.
Well, if you look at their schedule, you know, they were like one possession away, way up to January 15th of being an undefeated team and ranked number one in the country. When I watched them against Ole Miss, they looked like a tired, wore-out, beaten-up team. You know, guys injured. We know Lipsy was playing with broken thumb and groin injuries. And, of course, Keyshawn Gilbert didn't play at all. They just looked like – and even their actions, a couple breakaway plays, they just let them Ole Miss go. I thought this team was kind of – they were done in and it was ready for it to be over. And sometimes that happens with your teams. They're just mentally wore out more so than physically and maybe psychologically. They were done. And but TJ, he has worked wonders of portal before, and I expect him to keep doing it. We talked a little bit about his money ball approach when he recruits players, that their sphere of influence has to be pretty small. Parents, AU coach, high school coach, there's a bunch of hangers-oners. They don't recruit you. And I would imagine that's going to continue that same way at this next batch that they're trying to recruit.
Kevin, the Sweet 16 gets underway tonight with four games. And Scott and I were talking earlier. Both of us are pretty intrigued with the BYU-Alabama matchup. What about that game, or is there another one that's going to pique your interest?
Well, I think we're excited about that BYU-Alabama game because it's going to be maybe the first to 110, possibly, not even to 100. So, you know, if you like high-scoring basketball, which we're going to see how these two teams, and they do it in different ways. You know, BYU with ability to shoot the three ball, Alabama playing a fast pace. And what I'm hearing in Alabama is they're about as close to healthy as they've been in quite some time. That one really excites me. And this Maryland team is also intriguing me, too. I know they don't have nuts depth, and Florida is the sexy pick right now to win this thing. But this Maryland team, even though Kevin Willard's kind of getting involved here with the Villanova job, I think that'll be an excellent game too. The stars are aligning because the Cinderellas, if there were any, are gone, and we've got power conference teams playing one another tonight and tomorrow night.
And yeah. Making a lot of money.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, Valley made some money though.
Yeah, I was pretty well, and that was a problem I had with that Missouri Drake game because, as I mentioned, Madonna's daughter's a senior in engineering at Missouri, and she had the Missouri gear. I said, you know, I kind of need Drake to win to keep my paychecks coming through from the Valley Television Network.
Very good. Hey, I think obviously the first 4 days, pretty good basketball. Was it the best 4 days ever? No, probably not. But it was certainly wasn't that bad. But I mean, things came coming out of it were okay. We learned Darren DeVries may have been talking to Indiana since November. Players kind of hinting the facts up and down the line. They have been talked to by others. Coaches, not only DeVries, but others saying, yeah, contact with this group. Yeah, whatever. I mean, this isn't good for college basketball, is it, in the long run?
Well, I had this discussion. I had the Bradley first-round NIT game, and Brian Worrell had two players opt out on the Monday before the Wednesday game. One opted back in. Their seniors, no eligibility left. And he told me, in my contracts for NIL next year, I'm going to make sure I have a clause that you must play in postseason games. So I read that as one of his players wasn't going to get paid for an NIT game, therefore wasn't going to play. He expounded more and said, you know, we went to Cincinnati last year in an NIT game. It was like an unofficial visit for my team. Because the next week, Connor Hickman visits Cincinnati and transfers there. That was his all-league guard. 3 years before that, they played Wisconsin on the road to NIT, and Rink Mask, who ended up at Nebraska, took a visit to Wisconsin the week after their game. So he was a little concerned about playing in future NITs because of that recruiting aspect that was hurting him, although I not think we're going to see many major conference teams playing in NITs in the future.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's going to be more of a mid-major thing, and the conference crown is going to be coming up next week. And that's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out with a lot of teams that haven't dribbled a basketball in about 2.5 weeks. Who's going to be playing? How much are they going to get? And is anybody going to be even interested in this thing?
Yeah, and how many players will they have left on their roster now that the portal open for some of those teams? Because, you know, they are teams that are on the bottom of their leagues. You look at the Big 12, you got Central Florida, Cincinnati, Colorado in it. Those guys, they're going to have a lot of movement on their rosters starting this week. So I'm interested to see next week how many can actually field a team in this thing. But, you know, I think we talked about the numbers that they're getting paid. I think it was, what, $50,000 for a semi-game, $300,000 for the championship, something like that, to play in this. But I don't know if this thing's going to be able to field teams for it next week and if it's going to last in the future or not.
Lastly, before we let you go, and I told Mark I was going to ask you this question, because you are on a Zoom meeting with ESPN every week, correct?
Yes, almost every week.
They don't start off the Zoom meeting with, you must talk about how good the SEC is, right? Mm-hmm. I say that tongue-in-cheek.
Kevin, are you there?
I say that tongue-in-cheek.
We are told to make sure that the stars shine. That's why you hear so much about Cooper Flagg, that the stars sell, and that's who's going to watch the game. So that's why you're inundated with Cooper Flagg, Caitlin Clark a year ago, Juju Watkins, and sorry to hear about her injury, but that's what they're pushing and driving traffic to those types of games.
Yes. I absolutely believe that, but it's not like, okay, you must talk about how good the SEC is and push them all the way. Tongue-in-cheek.
Well, they had the ACC network, too, and then they've got a number of rights in the Big 12. So, they don't really push one of those leagues over the other. But we don't talk about the Big 10 very much.
No.
I will tell you that.
That's true.
And the Big East. I don't remember any discussions about Big East teams.
All right, Kevin, enjoy the Sweet 16. We'll talk next week.
All right, you guys also.
Thanks. Kevin Lehman, the coach, and his appearance brought to you by Chris Lehman at Edge Realty Group in Iowa City. And we talk with Kevin on Thursdays. We'll take a break, come back, have a bowling night in America wrap up for you after this.
Hey, ready to sweeten your game? Then it's time for Quick Stars Nature's Touch Ice Cream. Ooh, making moves like the starting lineup of a championship team. Whether you're gearing up for the big game, celebrating a win, or just looking for a sweet break in the action. With so many slam dunk flavors like chocolate, vanilla, cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, and more. Get your hands on your winning Nature's Touch Ice Cream flavor today. Only at Quick Star.
Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Clinton presents 10 of Soul, a genuine tribute to soul, funk, and everything in between. What is hip? 10 of Soul, a genuine tribute to soul, funk, and everything in between is coming to Funk Up Wild Rose Clinton Friday, March 28th. This is a 21-plus event. Get your tickets at the Iowa store or wildroseresorts.com. Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Clinton. You'd rather be here.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Back at 3:55, it is time for a Bowling Night in America wrap-up brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America, where the fifth to final night took place last week on lanes 31, or last night on lanes 31 and 32 for the Rusty Nails.
Is that like the fifth ultimate or something like that?
We are counting them down.
Nevertheless, it didn't go a lot better. 17-13 loss for the Nails, and lost the last game by a single pin. Who are you going to pin that on?
The guy that wasn't there. How's that?
At any rate, our Bob Davidson, one of seven players in the league last night with a 700. Good for Bobby D.
A lot of good scoring last night from what I saw up and down the lanes.
Rod Gardeman had the top game, 278. Tyler Fowler, high series at 748.
Job by Rod last night.
Oh,
yeah, good to see his name up there. So we're getting to the nitty-gritty. There is summer action, if you are so inclined. And there are a couple teams in our league that are going to participate in summer bowling. You can inquire with May City Bowl.
Indeed. When your White Sox are out of the baseball race, you can call 362-0136.
They have televisions.
Go ahead and visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
The 3-0 leading White Sox at this present time. It's early.
I told you not to get too high, too low,
I'm
Scott.
Not getting... Hey, right. When you win... when they win last year, 40? You got to get a little excited when you're ahead. More on baseball opening day, the Sweet 16 coming up next. Spencer on sports from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock, taking us up to Westwood One's coverage of the Sweet 16. We will have the first game for you, and then at 8:35, we will go over to the season opener in North America for the Chicago Cubs. Cubs and the Arizona Diamondbacks at 8:35, and tomorrow we'll have the entire night of Westwood One's Sweet 16. Talk to you tomorrow, Mark.
Sounds great. Talk then.
Tom Caker joins us coming up tomorrow. Spencer on Sports coming your way next.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out.